This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
In today's English Makeover, Karen will be advising Patricia Pereira from Portugal. Patricia works in a top hairdressing salon just outside London and she works as a colour technician. She specialises in colouring people's hair. Presenter Vicky Sullivan went to meet Patricia at work in the salon. She started by asking Patricia how long she had been learning English.
3 years and a half. I didn't speak any English before, so I came here. I came to work on Tony and Guy, and I learned here, really.
So you didn't speak any English back in Portugal?
I could understand some kind of things, like, hello, I don't understand, or something like that, but not really a conversation like I'm doing now.
What do you do day to day? What's a typical day for you?
Come to work, do my clients, go back home.
But what kind of things do you do while you're at work?
Really, colour people's hair, clients, and there's some consultations on daytime, people who are not sure about their colours, what they want. And that's it, really.
How hard was it for you when you first came here to use English all day long in your work?
It was quite hard. I couldn't really understand what they said, but then I started to click, like.
And do you still have any problems with understanding?
No, not really.
Okay. And what do you think about your standard of English? I mean, it sounds reasonably fluent to me when you're speaking. What do you think?
It's not too bad compared to people I know. They live here for 10 years and they can't even go to Bangkok by themselves, doctors and stuff. I think it's good.
So people usually understand you?
Yeah.
Okay. And are there any particular problems that you have when you're using English?
Not really, no. Maybe sometimes I can't really think properly in what I want to say and I end up saying in Portuguese, but not really that bad.
Okay. And with your written English, how good do you think that is?
Not too bad. A little bit bad. Quite difficult, but it's all right.
So what kind of problems do you have with your writing?
Everything, really. It's like, really, maybe laziness sometimes, but I find really hard to write a letter or something like that. I can read, but writing, it's quite hard for me, writing a letter.
What kind of aspects do you find difficult?
More with the grammar, verbs, including past and future, because in Portuguese it's all different and really confuses me. Sometimes for the future I use the past and for the past I use the future.
Okay, so you have problems knowing which is the right tense to mm-hmm. use when you're writing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what types of writing are more difficult for you?
Using formal language, yeah, it's more difficult for me. Writing, like, a note to my friend is quite easier, but formal letters is a little bit more difficult for me.
We've just met Patricia from Portugal, and she talked about her problems with formal and written language and tenses. Over the years, teacher and teacher trainer Karen Adams has helped thousands of learners improve their English, and she was on hand to offer advice.
When learners start to learn English, they usually want to learn to speak, but it's very important not to ignore the development of written language because you never know when you're going to have to write in English. Writing is often forgotten. It's often the forgotten skill, and we think, well, if I can speak, it doesn't really matter if I can write. But if you're living in a place where English is the native language or the first language, then actually, if you don't learn to write, there are lots of things that you won't be able to do.
It's easy to say, well, my speaking's okay and that's what I need day to day. But in fact, as you say, writing skills can be very important and can cause great problems.
Absolutely. It's important that Patricia has recognised that this is something she needs to do. One thing that I recommend that she does is to read more, because when you read, then you learn a little bit more about how written language is formed. Because in the end, if you don't learn to write, then you're cutting yourself off from a large area of expression, which you may eventually need.
So really it's not being scared to say, well, I'm going to try and improve my writing skills. So really just to practice and read more to see how English people write.
Absolutely. Now, she's also mentioned that she has problems with past tense and future tenses. And again, she's recognised this problem, so now she can start to do something about it. One of the difficulties that learners have with English is realising that we don't have a single past tense. And really, our choice of tense depends on how we think about the action. Not when the action happened, but how we think about it. So, for example, if we think it's relevant to us now, we'll often use the present perfect tense. So, I've done that just now. Or, I've been to France in the past few months. It's relevant to what I'm thinking now. Whereas if we're talking about something which we definitely view as in the past, we're much more likely to use a past tense. I would recommend that she takes a newspaper, for example, looks at an article and tries to identify the tenses in the article and think about why those tenses are there. And maybe later, try to rewrite the article in her own words, thinking about the tenses. So she's setting herself her own writing tasks. She can also get a book about writing. There are lots of books available to help you with writing skills. One other thing she can do is go onto the BBC Learning English website, where there are study guides and there is help and information about developing writing skills.
So by reading more and using texts, she can improve her writing skills by looking at the way tenses are used, for example, in a text, and therefore improve her knowledge of these tenses and when to use them.
Yes. She can use them to direct her thinking.
Advice there for Patricia from teacher Karen Adams. If you'd like to try out Karen's advice to improve your own English, here's a quick summary of her main points. If you want to work on your formal English, particularly writing, read more to get used to this kind of language. For example, if you have to write letters, read lots of formal letters. Notice the style and try to copy it. Use a writing book to practice. If tenses are your problem, read things you enjoy, such as newspapers or magazine articles, and notice how the verbs are used. You could even blank out the verbs and then try to write them back in again. Next, try to rewrite the article in your own words, being very careful to get the tenses right. And that brings us to the end of today's programme and sadly the end of the English Makeover series. Thanks to all of our learners for sharing their English language problems with us, and to Karen Adams for her advice on how to improve your English.